caress me, babe. Like the wind caresses a tree.
If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. A lovely day out here in Hawaii, Nay. Just absolutely, well, you know if you live here, there's not a bad day in Hawaii, especially when you look around and see the rain and dancing up in the mountains and the greenery and all of that. And it's a plus to be here. And it's also a plus that you allow me to come into your homes every Sunday morning and say things that you probably agree with and sometimes, or most of the time, probably don't agree with. But that's all good. We got a couple things we're going to be chatting about, and anything else that you want to chat about is fine with me. 524-1080 is the number. But I want to touch on some the Kiwalo Basin matter down there in Kiwalo and some recent developments and occurrences with sewage and just the whole deal of, once again, government behavior. And then we'll chat about a bit about the hepatitis A. Now, at one time, just a couple of weeks, it was purported to have discovered the health department some 12 cases of hepatitis A. Now it's 31 cases. And because I'm familiar with this, the Department of Health, it has always been woefully, inadequately, and not honest and sincere about its efforts. It's always playing catch-up and quick to defend the stupidity that they, how they perform. And we have learned to trust it because we have nothing better. You know, potentially we can have better, but I got to tell you, there are some stupid people at the Department of Health. And it's always cloaked and hiding from the public basic facts. And they treat everything as if it's supposed to be a secret. But I believe that most of these occasions when we have foodborne illnesses or other issues with the environment or leaking fumes or gases, the health department knowingly operate woefully inadequate as for its personnel. There's always a shortage or deficit in positions being filled. And they allow, just recent, in the Clean Water Branch, for example, there was a position. They fought for it, struggled for it, got the funding, and then immediately they told them don't hire anyone. So this is something that has plagued the Hawaiian community, all-inclusive, everyone, when I say the Hawaiian community, the people of the state, and within the boundaries and the concerns of the health department. You can never get a direct answer because they're just, some of them are just stupid. They got degrees and they got titles, but when you mix dishonesty with facts and you hide the facts and then you don't approach the facts as if the person you're on the phone talking to may have some common sense, you're just feeding them anything. And so having the knowledge about the health department's shortcomings, always understaffed, if you go into the solid waste branch, the solid and hazardous waste branch, they may have one person there. And in fact, right now they have maybe one or two inspectors, and we tend to... Having those positions vacant leaves the operators of landfills and what have you, or what other activities that would be regulated and monitored and inspected on a routine basis, it's leave it to them to self-police themselves, self-report. And then you and I, watching the evening news, yet another problem. So these are interchangeable, and because it is the same agency, and we're also going to be talking about the HCDA, the Hawaii Community Development Authority. Once again, another entity that is absolutely has control over state matters, but you have no control over them, even though you are the state and you should matter. But they don't. So there's a lot to talk about here, and it's unfortunate the way it has developed. You would think that the current governor would be aggressive, and he's been quietly lying in his lair to, as a senator, and should know that there are some problems with the coverage and inspections and regulatory effort. But instead, the beat goes on. Same cater. Nothing changes. So a while back, a couple of years back, and this is not to say and draw conclusions, and I haven't drawn conclusions, but this is to share with you why I'm suspicious of and have my comments about the health department. You see, I called on the subject of the hepatitis A. Well, you know, you have to be one of the big TV stations before they apparently give you any respect. This is the health department. So you call them, then you have to go through their public relations person. So I contacted them asking for an interview of Sarah Parks, Dr. Sarah Parks. And you should know that to get an interview with her, you first got to call the secretary. The secretary got to talk to her. Then tell if she's available, then call you back and ask you what time it will be available to interview her. And then you give her a time. Then there's a negotiation. Well, no, that time is not good. Can we call you at, can you call you at 3? You going to be available at 3? No, I'm not going to be available at 3. Why not now? Well, we'll try. I'll call you back. And you get a call, and you're told, well, she can talk to you at 2. Okay, that's good. Call back at 2. And I met with a person that's with an itchy throat, coughing, can't talk, and I barely could get a decent word with clarity. So I, basically trying to be respectful, thinking that I would at least get a call back once she cleared her throat. But, I don't know what happened. But in the meantime, July 1, the Health Department issued a press release, and Hawaii Department of Health investigating hepatitis A virus outbreak on Oahu. The Hawaii State Department of Health is investigating a cluster of at least 12 cases of hepatitis A infection on adults on Oahu. 6 have required hospitalization. Onsets of illness have ranged from June 16th to June 27th. That was their first press release, and then they go on and tell you about the hepatitis A vaccine, preventable disease. Unfortunately, most children and okay, that's good, but tell us more about how these 12 people ended up with it. What commonalities? What food source? Is it foodborne? Well, we can't tell you that. We don't want to jump to a conclusion. Well, is there a certain outlet? Is there a certain market? Is there a certain producer of a product that these people share? Well, we don't know, because many of them, we haven't fully interviewed them. Now, that's on the 1st of July. On the July 6th, well, back up here. On July 6th, additional cases of hepatitis A under investigation by Hawaii State Department of Health. Honolulu, additional cases of hepatitis A infection have been reported to the Hawaii State Department of Health, increasing the number of confirmed cases 231. Almost a jump 3 times the original, just a few less than 36, but I say double, tripling to 31. And it increased the number of confirmed cases to 31. Staff worked through the holiday weekend to conduct interviews with the newly identified cases in an effort to identify the cause of infection. You see, at quote, identifying the source of the infection is a challenge, said state epidemiologist Dr. Sarah Parks, end quote. Hepatitis A has a long incubation period lasting anywhere from 2 weeks to as long as 50 days. Well, okay, we understand that, and we see that, and we're not going to take issue with that, but what the hell is going on here with the increase? If you recall, a couple of years back, they pulled the same stunt until we uncovered the fact that there were substantial in contamination of people with that had consumed fish, previously frozen imported fish. And they relayed and conveyed to the public they didn't know, had no suspects and all, and we were able to get our hands on papers where they were, in fact, they knew where, when, and how. But they were withholding that information. They knew the number of people that gotten sick, and they had interviewed each individual and learned that each individual that was sickened had gotten fish, previously frozen fish, from places like Safeway, Foodland, and other places. But you see, it's more important, it seems, that in these administrations that come about is that, it's the buck before the people. And so having that knowledge, and I do apologize for using such strong words. I could have said they are very intelligent and honest and all of that, but then I'd be lying to you and wasting my time and efforts and money too. So I do apologize if it sounds rude. But when you're playing with people and their health, and you're busy protecting businesses, and you're not aggressively employing and hiring people to ferret out these issues, whether it's Zika or hepatitis or salmonella poisoning. Now, let me clarify something. The earlier one was not hepatitis A that I spoke about. It was salmonella. And we then trace that all the way back. And you can go to carolcox.com and just Google carolcox.com, previously frozen carbon monoxide treated fish, and you'll see the number of events and things that took place. We talked about it extensively and laid it out for you, while the state health department would not, the FDA would not, but we did. And again, we never know what happened, and then you see an increase of the market bearing freshly frozen or previously frozen carbon monoxide treated fish. We even filed a lawsuit against various stores, chains, and was successful in getting them to take action and identifying. Rather than calling it smoked fish, we were able to get them to agree in legal actions to simply identify that the fish was treated with carbon monoxide. So when you go to the store and you look at the fish that's in the store there, just think about Carol Cox and the Carol Cox Show and EnviroWatch. We were able to sort through that and brought you the truth. And this hepatitis A is yet another example of Russian roulette being played and allowed to be played by the health department. They have no business in this kind of business because they're not honest. Their whole entire effort is to hide trouble from the public and from the people that will potentially come here to recreate and tour and lay in the sun on the beaches and spend their money. That's the driving mechanism and the driving force that creates this dishonest effort and this dishonest approach that we see time and time again. Meantime, on July 6th, they're telling us that there's this hepatitis outbreak. Increase, triple, to 31, that they've actually confirmed. And so I've learned to know that when the health department say that, if they say it's 31, you better hold your toes, baby, because it's more than that. So wherever they can skirt the issue, reduce the numbers, hide, conceal, and simply in a fashion to just deceive the public, they will. So if it's 31 that they're acknowledging, you bet your bottom dollar it's probably more, triple that. But again, there is no body, when I say not anybody, but no body that would hold their feet to the fire. They can lie to us today and come back and lie to us tomorrow, and then we'll be standing in line buying food items that they know that, but they're figuring, well, it may die out. And I'm gravely concerned that with this kind of mindset, it's always fudging the line. We don't want to cause a panic in the public population. So let's BS them. Let's hold back. Let's promise them that we're on top of this, but then ask how many people are you employing and have deployed. It says loosely state workers or employees have gone out. And staff worked through the holiday weekend to conduct interviews with the newly. Well, is it, again, in this new release, patients affected with hepatitis A are most contagious during the week before the symptoms start until at least 1 week after the start of that symptoms. Since people are contagious, therefore, before they feel ill, We are very concerned about the disease unknowingly being spread to others. The virus is found in the stool of people with hepatitis. An infection is usually spread by eating contaminated food or drinking water, and can be spread through close personal sexual contact. So I wanted to ask the age, and at the time I did get out of Sarah Parks, Dr. Parks, that they were all confined to the state, to Oahu, the island of Oahu. So, again, I anticipate seeing another letter or press release that's declaring that there were even more. But you don't hear the excitement. I'm having a city worker calling me to tell me that where they, at the city yard in Sand Island, they washed the street sweepers. And thousands and thousands of mosquitoes are being harbored in there. And yet the health department is supposed to have this program to be aggressive in preventing the growth of mosquitoes and educating the public. But their own sister agencies are acting reckless. And so tires. You don't hear the health department. You can call up right now and file a complaint and say, well, I was just up in Waianae or Waikele on some back road or wherever, and I just found 150 tires or 1,000 tires. You don't see any real excitement on the part of the state health department. But just a wee bit of rainwater collected in those tires become a deadly reservoir. But if you look and ask how many inspectors they have at the solid and hazardous waste branch that would be responsible for that, you'll find that there's a disastrous shortage. And so where is this money going? Legislators allocate some monies. The state health department goes in and the solid hazardous waste branch and others go in and beg for money to have more money given to them per ton of trash and on and on and on. And we find that that money is not spent properly. So the entire process is flawed and there's a lot of diversion. And in these positions that this money is allocated, let's say, earmarked for these positions, but they are not filled. So where does that money go? If you're not paying and hiring and using that money to for travel and all of that, where does that money go back to? Into the general funds? So in essence, what is happening, the governor, through his feeble attempts to what we call management, I don't know what you would call it, because if you really become intimate in dealing with the state government, this administration, you'll find that it is almost like an abandoned lover. I love you dearly, but I just can't be with you. And that's the public. The governor tells us he wants to do these things, but the reality is the monies that these agencies should have and should fill these positions, there should be an army of people, or get consultants. Hepatitis A, for example, and I'm going back and forth, is not something to play with, nor is any other foodborne illnesses. It's nothing to take for granted. So you would think that in a situation like this, Zika and all of that, you would think, well, why not we consult with our friends and our law firms to do this and to do that and give our friends jobs and hire their daughters and wives and uncles and nephews as consultant contract workers. When we are presented with a health problem such as this, why not hire a cadre of people consultants to go and interview these people and be more aggressive and ask them, what did you eat in the last 2 weeks, as best you can tell us? Did you have poke? Did you have raw fish? Where did you get it from? Did you eat eggs? Did you eat whatever, pork? Where did you get it from? Maybe it came from the same source. But instead, they keep quiet. And in keeping quiet, they deny you and I the right to be free and able to eat and be careful in choosing and select. So we're left to the business person. If this is food items, then somewhere there's a common reservoir where this food originated from, to have that many. But we don't see an aggressive effort. I don't see on TV, I don't hear on radio where there should be a solicitation of people encouraging them to call in, call the state health department, go to this website, fill in this information. I know this, it's private, but you can fill out anonymous things. I'm ill, I have a friend that's ill. This is what, have a survey. Be more aggressive. But no, they can't be aggressive because they're busy trying to steal money and divert money and use it over here and use it over there and hire friends and consultants. And so you and I, the issues that we have or the threats that are presented to us in our health takes back seat. And this repeats itself over and over and over again. We are basically staring down the barrel of a gun when it comes to consumption and the environmental health and the willingness of the state health department to cover and hide, drag their feet, cover and hide, complicating matters. And then in turn, you and I pick up the paper again, and they're once again admitting in some unapologetic fashion that we've now seen an increase. The dengue fever, if you remember, look, if you can recall, look how they trickle that out. Oh, everything's fine, everything was going to be, then all of a sudden, a massive explosion. Having to admit that they're shutting down areas and what have you. These are the kinds of things that takes no money, that just takes leadership, like a guy like David Ige, who have observed these things unfold over the years. With the power that he yields now, you would think that there'd be a little something different. But nothing is different. In fact, it's worse now. The Waimanala Gulch landfill, no more inspections done by the state health department. H Power, they get to do what they want to do. They have problems there, environmental issues, concerns, contaminant spilling. You can't get anything from the health department. And so, if you think that you're safe, it's an unhealthy relationship, an unhealthy climate there at the health department, the Hawaii State Health Department. I make that sure. I don't want anybody listening in there in Florida or some of my listeners and think that I'm talking about there. I'm speaking specifically about the Hawaii Department of Health, State Department of Health. So my focus is, and you got to understand, while you might think that this is me being nitpicky or finding myself at odds with them, I think I should try and explain to you that this isn't child's play. Their task, their purview, impacts your life in every way that you can imagine. And probably some of you wouldn't even think the health department is involved. So let's take clean water. The state health department has a clean water branch. Now, if it's in shambles and skimpy on the number of people there as inspectors and the funding and what have you, and you up top you hire dummies and at the bottom you have PhDs running and people that are genius, smart, bright, brilliant, committed, want to do the work. But then right at the top, just like oil or fecal matter floats, you got this layer of people there that are being paid because they have political connections and their friends and aunts and uncles there. And then you and I are right below that strata. And this is serious. This is nothing to play with. You can go and buy all the organic foods you want to. You can go and eat all the healthy food you want to. You can get a loan on your house. Take out some of the equity so you can live healthy and eat properly. You're still exposed just like the rest of us. Because the health department is not true to its purpose. It does not respect its purpose. The governor does not respect the purpose, and nor does many of the legislators. And we'll talk about that. But so you take the health department, the clean water. Now, just recently, Kiwala Basin. And I want to show you how this all operates now. And you'll understand, maybe you will, maybe you won't, but I'll understand. It's a lot to take and understand. But I'll try and help you crunch it out and digest it or something, describe it to you. So let's just take the Kiwala Basin, recent ongoing problems with the sewage there. Now, Kiwala Basin, and I'm going to talk loosely about this in specifics. You can go to carolcox.com and you can pull up, look for the lease between the Hawaii Community Development Authority and the Howard Hughes Corporation or the West Ward Villages, one and the same. And there may be another entity, an Almar Management Company, a California-based company, is managing that. So on July 3rd now some say it occurred prior to that on the Friday, but July 3rd, and please listen good, and you'll understand why when I say these things, I don't ordinarily call people stupid, dishonest. It gets you nothing. But if they are stupid and dishonest, you got to call it what it is. And that's how we do it right here. So you take, on the July 3rd at approximately 2:30, somewhere in there, I'm privy to an email with video attached where water is bubbling out of the sewer there on that property. Well, because it was state land, is state land, but it has been leased by the HCDA to the Hughes or to the Ward Villages or whatever it is. And it's bubbling. Now, mind you now, you know, if you can count like me, I'm pretty slow sometimes, but come July 3rd is a day right before July 4th, right? Imagine being down there on July 4th and hurrying down to scurry and get your tent put up and swim and do all that in this water while the HCDA has leased its land to an entity that is polluting, watching sewage water bubble out of the ground through the manholes and running down into the ocean and onto the streets and people driving through it. They don't call the health department and report it like they are required to. Now, the HCDA, I can accept the fact that maybe in some way that the Howard Hughes Corporation did know that you're supposed to report when crap flows on the ground and bubbles out of the holes. I can buy that. You know, companies such as that probably just wouldn't ever have to stoop so low to be watching. And, you know, the only time they know when the, you know, what hit the fan is probably when the CEOs get shifted or shipped out. But when the, you know, what hits the ground, well, maybe they weren't trained or didn't know that these little people that walk around there could possibly be breathing that and stepping in it, and the children, you know, because when you up there and you able to take possession of a harbor, a great portion of a harbor, through your friends at HCDA and whomever rigged that deal for up, and here you have this caca flowing on the ground, and this is July 3rd. Coming out of the bathrooms. Bathrooms blocked up. Can't use them. But nobody say anything to the public. The fourth come. According to the State Health Department now, I'm piecing this all together, but I do know that I have video of it bubbling out on the third. So we can start there for facts. Some say that there was some indication and problems on that Friday prior to, which would have been the first. So this caca is flowing out, and on the third, on the fourth, nobody tells the public. And gosh, you know, all those people come flocking to Ala Moana Beach. Do you think that they should have told the public, or they didn't report it to the health department as they're required? Now, that was the fourth. Everybody went down there and saw the sparkle in their eyes and the gleam on the ground, and that water was like a jewel, green and whatever, you know, and from the various items that one may flush down a toilet and popping up on the ground. You know, you understand, more than your bang. So no one tells the public. So on the 5th, according to the health department's press release, HCDA then tells the health department, we have a spill. Okay. We didn't know. But somewhere in the exchange of different conversations with the different TV stations and what have you, HCDA say that upon discovering this sewage spill on the 3rd, we call 911. But in the health department's press release, it says that HCDA didn't know about it until the 5th. You see, is that a lie or is that a lie? Well, I tell you it's a lie, and it's intentional, because this is what you expect every time there is a spill. When it came to Ala Moana, the health department will come down later, days later, let the crap flow into the ocean. It just flowed freely, people bathing in it. They didn't do any sampling. But then after it stopped and it's diluted, you understand the trickery. The solution to pollution is dilution. Many of the illegal dumpers practice that, and the health department practice that, because historically, time and time and time again, these dishonest, educated, stupid people take and sit on their haunches and let you bask and bathe in crap, and then have no shame to come back and tell you in a way that, well, you know, they didn't tell us and we didn't know. Well, they have 5 days to report to you at a minimum in writing. So let me see here. If this is the case, and they didn't discover it till the 3rd, and we are now, what day is this? The 10th. And believe it or not, according to the health department, they have yet to file a formal written statement reporting that spill. So the health department, days later, gets down there and then represent that they tested it. Well, by then, it's shut off. It's not flowing, diluted. We've had rainwater runoff. You're starting to see a pattern here, folks, of the dishonesty, the lying. and the backbiting. So how can, if we watch them deploy such tactics as this, or employ such tactics as this, with this little sewage at Kiwalo, should we or can we trust them when they say there's only 31, at first there's only 12 cases of hepatitis A, and we're really checking on it and watching it, we're mindful and watchful, and yet it increases to 31 that they openly admit. And so, now, did you see a chain of porta potties installed or brought in by the contractor or HCDA to accommodate the people that want to relieve themselves? Now, and I might add, now, I actually went down to Ala Moana in that area there, and I'm not to shock many of you, but I couldn't tell if I was looking at green tea or the sea. Just kidding. But if you found yourself browner than usual, you understand. You should ask the health department, how do I get you, health department, to just simply do your job? If you're too lazy, too dumb, too dishonest, at least tell us, be honest with us, and let us make that decision if we want to go dip in ourselves into caca, into the water. And don't tell me it's diluted. So the state health department comes back, claim they've done a test, and they will test later also. Does that sound familiar? Happened with the Ala Moana spill, Waikiki. They're always there. Johnny come lately. This is the enforcers come lately, real late. And so these bathrooms are now, there's at least two bathrooms situated on this property at Kiwalo. One has a lift pump down by the ocean, and it pumps it up to the second facility, and that facility then is gravity fed into the main sewer line owned by the city under Ala Moana area, Ala Moana Boulevard. Now, they had Wailea Plumbing to be there a couple days into this event. Wailea Plumbing could not fix the problem. It's too massive. So what happened? Now, you would think by now, this being HCDA, and I think they're semi-autonomous, and they're a partial quasi-state agency, and they get to do what they want to do, and they get to build the buildings higher than anyone else because the zoning is different, and it's Kaka'ako. Now I'm believing what they think Kaka'ako is just what they, how they treat it. You see? So we've said to them, how can you build all of this infrastructure or build all of these high-rises, invite all of these people when you're introducing it to an archaic, prehistoric sewer line? Oh, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. You environmentalists are just pissing and moaning in the wrong issues. Okay, maybe we are. But here's an example. The population of people that visit Ala Moana, Kiwalo Basin, and use those bathrooms was enough to overwhelm, or there was a basic problem. Most sewer lines do get clogged up sometime in their existence. Could have been just accumulation, whatever it was. So now Wailea Plumbing couldn't do it, and so they had to get rid of the sewer product. So they pumped some 7,000 gallons. There was a truck there, and it filled it itself up. It was about 3,500 gallons per load, so about 7,000 gallons of raw, untreated sewage sucked from that. So if that was there, and that was maybe on the 4th or the 5th maybe. So we don't know how much was dumped into the ocean, but we do know that it ended in the ocean, some of it, or into the waters of the state, or the waters of the United States. They're not arguing that if it did or not. The state health department says, we just don't know how much. So I have personally filed a formal complaint asking Virginia Pressler, Dr. Virginia Pressler, to take and treat this as a criminal action because Almar, the management company, knew, in fact, that they had the spill, didn't notify the public. Regardless of what they say, and they didn't know what the procedure was, well, if you read the lease, it talks specifically about sewage and who's treated, and it even talks about, and I'll talk about that later, it specifically says that the lessee is responsible for the sewage and trash and all that, even if they didn't leave it there. But then some accounts, HDA tells the media and myself that, well, you know, it was there. And you got to understand, the pipes on the ground belong to HCDA, and everything above ground belongs to the Howard Hughes Corporation through the lease. But if you read the lease, it says any waste generated in trash and what have you, and even talks about the sewer lines. And it may be a little gray area there, but it, HCDA need to clarify. And so with this, having said all of this, if you don't get an idea that basically, I'm going to be very honest with you. I believe that we could cut in half and save the taxpayers millions, if not billions. No need to find a location for the health department employees when they move out of the Gold Bond building or the building that's down there with asbestos and all of that and bam, bam, bam. We could cut the agency down to a third and get the same service and get better service and rely on when the polluters pollute, we see that they get prosecuted. And now you can't scare everybody to death and make them come into compliance. But I guarantee you, we'll be better off than have a bunch of liars and cheats running around pretending that they're enforcing and regulating and knowing that they don't even have the manpower. Knowing that the media is not going to ask them that hard-hitting question. What do you mean you own the underground and they own top of the ground? But if they're flushing toilets and part of their operation, they're generating a waste. Do you just leave it in midair? But this is, again, not just the problem of the health department. It's all of our problem. Our legislators, they give money here. It's like giving a kid who's troublesome, nagging you all day, and you say, here, take this money and go take yourself to the theaters. Out of sight, out of mind. You don't know what, it didn't resolve anything. You just quieten them down there. But the reality is, the health department, wherever they can, and then their reluctancy to post signs to inform the public. So now my question is, HCDA, and we're going to talk about this some more later on, and you can call in and chat with me if you like, or questions or comments. But now this is state land. And some of the reporters were there, and they were asked to leave because it was, quote, private land, wasn't public land anymore, because it was under the purview of Howard Hughes Corporation, and they were asked to leave. No longer public. Okay, all right, well, great. So if that's the case, would you be interested in hearing about this? I don't want to waste your time. But, you see, when Wildlife Plumbing came down and they discovered that they couldn't fix the problem and it was bigger than they could do and it may require some digging and shutting down of Olivana Boulevard, hey, more traffic problems, folks. And so you would think because it's private land and they're running people off and they're charging people to park the cars now because it's in the hands of a lessee that's paying money to the HCDA, you know. So would you be offended if I told you that I actually observed the city vehicles, city pumping trucks on this private land offering a service and providing a service to suck out or fix or repair or remedy their blockage? How does the taxpayer get compensated for that? What is the protocol? What is the protocol? What rates do you charge? You always hear them talk about private business, enhancing business climate. And yet, when it came down to, hey, here's a perfect opportunity for a private company that does work such as this, can put it in a bid and compete and get paid for that service of sucking it out and repairing that pipeline on private land owned by HCDA, leased by Howard Hughes. So what do? You call in your city buddies. Hey, brah, you know the kind. We got so much crap flowing on the ground over here, and we can't, you know, and we got this and that, and, you know, brah, can you bring a couple of your trucks and about 12 men and screw the taxpayer? Don't worry. I owe you lunch. You and I now have paid for approximately 12 city workers to take one massive vacuum truck and three or four other trucks and divert them to this site owned by private entity, private interest. How do we get compensated for that? How do we have our own government agencies witness people being run out and overcharged for parking and whatever when they used to have public access to it and they're being denied and they can't use the restrooms? How do you justify allowing city trucks to come in on private property to provide service, denying private companies to come in and bid and make money, So we'll be back in the next hour and be right back. Go to carolcox.com. You can pick up most of this or kwai1080am.com and listen to us on the podcast.
A long, long time ago, wherever you'd lead me, I would surely follow. Girl, you put me through some pain and misery, and now you are standing on my doorstep, telling me how much you need me. Baby, ain't nobody home. Times I begged for you to come home, but you laughed at me and said, let me alone. Through my burning tears, I saw you walk away, and now you're begging me to forgive you. But this come back someday, but time has made some changes, turned me upside down.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Maybe my time is so expensive, girl, yeah. And I'm not just a little bitty baby boy. No, no.
You know I will. Honey, you know I will. Tell me that I can use it. Don't be ashamed. Let your heart tell.
Time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show, 524-1080. I open my lines up if you'd like to talk. Have anything on your mind you want to chat about, have at it. 524-1080, and you know, we had the Dallas matter and all of those things, and at some point something got to give, and I see things are giving now, you know, and I've said it all along, until we start understanding one another, and I was joking the other day with some friends, but the issue of let's say Black Lives Matter, or when black people start to talk, or other minorities, or anybody, even if you're white and you feel an injustice, you've been subjected to an injustice, and you go to tell the authorities, or you go and they look at you as if you're going, a reckless doctor would say, you tell them where you're hurting, and says, oh no, you're not hurting there, you're hurting somewhere else. You know, I think half the problem is no one listens at all. The people on the bottom are meant to stay on the bottom in the minds of the people that put them there. And until we get all of that fleshed out, workplace, remember we used this thing with the soldier going into Dallas is not something new. Disgruntled about this, disgruntled about that, hate this, hate that. Remember we had postal shootings and all. That's why we had the term going postal. America has to wake up and own up. If we have a civil rights division, then it must be looking at civil rights and enforcing them. If we have an attorney general, then they must act like attorney generals and not meet people on the airstrips and all of that, giving straight image. If we have a U.S. attorney, then we should prosecute those people. You take here in Hawaii, I mean, who gets prosecuted for stealing from us? No one. So it's more to it than just name-calling and looking at black people and looking at other minorities. And there's a whole lot of things we got to work on, folks. And this thing about we'll give honor to the police, you damn right we honor the police. But on the other hand, it's a reality that some of the policemen are not honoring. And I don't think it's necessary to have to say that, well, you know, not all of them are bad. We know that. But the behavior is so atrocious on the 1% or the 0.5% that it does, when it does present itself, it's horrible. It's horrendous. It shocks the whole human mindset. So we're always splitting hairs about it. The reality is there's so many issues that we need to address. And, I mean, talk about them, not on CNN and not on MSNBC and CBS to do a nice little story when you see maybe there's one minority having comment on it, and then the anchors and all. The whole fabric of America has to change and represent what the complexity is, right? We need to do all of that. So call if you want to call back, 524-1080. I've noticed there's a lot of impatient people that calls in on the show, and then it doesn't happen that way because I might push the wrong button and you'll be not able to be taught. But if you want to call back, 524-1080. Just on the earlier subject, talking about... caller, go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Carol. I'm Mark Ignacio from the Big Island.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, to start things off, on 4th of July, I was at the Alawai Harbor, had my vehicle towed about 10:53. The vehicle's tire and rim was damaged. I tried to go to Ace Towing, YLI Chevron, and I had to pay $175 to get my vehicle back. And I got a quote from Audi. I bought a used lease turning Audi. The quote for the replacement rim and tire was $1,070. And you have to order it. Well, I went back to Ace Towing, talked to the supervisor, manager, Roy. I gave him my invoice. He looked at it, he said, oh, he's got to investigate it with his driver, which he did. Thursday night, he called me up and he said, oh, sorry, my driver said he didn't damage it. I said, well, usually when somebody tows a vehicle, they take pictures of it prior to it being towed. So if any damage claim and the pictures approve it was beforehand, that you have no claim against it. Well, he got no pictures of the vehicle being damaged prior to being towed. Also, the passenger rear door has a little dent, and then my sunroof was open. A lot of my paperwork got rained on over the night while they had it towed. I originally called 911. I thought the vehicle was stolen, but they said it was towed. Anyway, I got there at like 7:30 in the morning. I had to catch a taxi. I had to have the sister from the Big Island wire me money to Walmart at Keomoku so I could pay the vehicle. And it's a big scam. While I was there for 2 hours, there were about maybe 30 to 40 vehicles being brought into the yard. Last night, I got my cell phone, and I videotaped them towing vehicles in the same area. And in 5 minutes, they roll up, they put the vehicle on dollies, and they're out of there. And the guy does take pictures on all angles of the car, but it's in run kind of operation. It's a big scam. And I got videos to prove it. And then on the pollution side, at Kiwalo, I'm a retired firefighter on the Big Island, also a pollution investigator with the Coast Guard. So that's a big can of worms because everybody's pointing fingers to the other entity and who's going to take responsibility. The bottom line is the island is getting damaged. 4th of July, I jumped in the water at Rock Piles in Alawai. The next day, I had a boil under my arm. I had boils on my leg. So the water there, you got some kind of toxin. And this is on Rock Piles, which is on the ocean side of the lagoon of the Hilton.
Right.
So anyway, just saying that, you know, we need to malama the aina. Yesterday, there was a surf contest at the Kiwalos with youngsters from age 8 and up to 16. It's a national competition. Hopefully, none of them get sick by being exposed to the water.
Because,
you know, mauka tu makai, so whatever flows from the land goes into the ocean.
So on the matter of the car, I'll give you a call later on, and we can talk, and you say you have video, and we'll ask about it. I've had a number of calls relating, you know, regarding towing such as this. And the faster they come in and take them out, the faster, you know. And in that, just day before yesterday, I was surprised to learn that if you go to Ala Moana during the daytime, you likely not to find a parking space even early in the morning.
Right, right.
And what I, so I sat there and I watched many of the workers, though they have provided a parking space, but many of the workers, construction workers, from the high rises that are being constructed,
right,
are actually
they're
parking in Olawai, and so the citizens don't have a chance to park.
Correct.
I watched that and thought, and then there's heavy patrol. So I think that something should be done to compensate or accommodate the public.
You know, politicians are the people who make the laws,
mm-hmm.
and for the people by the people. We are the people who put them in office, and we can get them out of there if they don't take action.
Right.
In today's world, with videotapes, with YouTube, you can't. The old boy network is going down. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean. You talk about politicians who want the rail, the mass transit to go to Salt Lake. Well, that person, and you probably know who I'm talking about, has a lot of land in Salt Lake area. So that's why he wanted to go, so his property value goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to go, which is logical, to the airport. But then you're cutting the lines up of taxi service, you know. So it's a big can of worms.
Right.
Boy network. And yeah, I can go on, but I'm pretty Akamai as to what's going on. I've watched you from the Big Island. I've followed you on your environmental and just kind of the people being scammed. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. If you want to call me later on.
Yeah, I will. And can you email some of the video and we'll look at it and see?
Well, right now I've got my cell phone.
Okay.
Email it to your cell phone. Which number?
Right, 782-6627.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'll do a little bit, but
yeah.
Right now I'm wireless. I'm at Waianae Boat Harbor working on a boat that I bought, a fishing boat. So.
And you're gonna drive it back to the Big Island?
No, I'm gonna resell it because it's a nice boat, but I just got, it needed some TLC. I got a good deal on it, and I got a boat back on the Big Island. I live out in Lapa-Hoy-Hoy, 25 miles out of Hilo up the coast. But I did a career in the fire department, retired December 13 after 27 years, and then did 5 years active Air Force, Air National Guard, and completed 27 total with the Coast Guard Reserve. So I'm pretty well-rounded. I got a associate's degree in criminal justice, fire
science,
and Coast Guard, I was police investigator, you know, port security specialist. So kind of they can't pull the wool over this side, you know. I don't get mad. I get even, and I'm not Portuguese. Today I'm Portuguese. Got it?
Okay, well, by the way, if you get a chance and think about it, your brothers and sisters over here, can you send us some hepatitis-free poke?
No problem, you know, and that thing, it's going to spread like wildfire once it hits the homeless population or the houseless or whatever. It's going to be real bad, and you see people walking around, and once one person gets it, their sanitation isn't up to standards, and I don't know if you know about this, but on the Big Island, the fire department, we run the EMS, so part of recruit training is EMT, and I was an EMT on the medic for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they got rotating off and on, but, you know, so I'm Akamai on the medical side of it also, so, and that's nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah. Foodborne, but.
Is our government taking a proactive approach, like the dengue, like the Zika? You know, let's go, politicians.
And you were down there in Olawai. You didn't, there was, you, did you get any hearing or hear anything that there was sewage spilling?
No. At the Olawai, no. But then, you know, the Olawai flowing into the ocean and probably a lot of leakage from the hotels in the Waikiki area.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys said the water out there is pilau. Anything Waikiki is pilau.
Mm-hmm.
Kualo, that's a different story. I'm in Waianae, you know, I jump in, work on my boat, take a break, and, you know, it's pure. I mean, like Big Island water, most of it. But
right.
Sometimes you got some, you know, like I said, from Mauka to Makai, whatever flows goes to the Aina, to the ocean, to the Kai.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And shit flows downhill.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, well, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk.
Together.
All right.
I'm gonna go back on Tuesday, or whatever. I want to sit down and have lunch with you, and
okay.
Talk more. And I know more deep on what's happening, but I don't want to put it out there. In the
all right. Well, we can maybe tomorrow we can hook up.
Okay. Give me the time. You got my number. I left the message.
All righty. Okay, brother.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
the Spanish dude, the tow company. And I agree with them. They're the biggest scam that there ever was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in reality, they come and steal your car. Even though you had a parking ticket, and that gives them a right to steal your car. You know?
Right.
I don't understand the law of the... It's my automobile. Somebody else could have put that vehicle there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now it goes all the problem goes back to the owner. So they don't care. As long as they get that car in that lot and you can't pay for it in the end, they're going to sell it and make money anyway.
Mm-hmm. So...
It's a big scam, man. You know, I ran through there.
Hey, Bob, I lost you there. Try ring back. Yeah, there are a number of people have called over the period of time here, actually recently. I think I've gotten three or four people raising concern with the tow companies and tow services, but I was going to inquire this week as to how some of these construction workers working on the high rises and down there in Kakaako. I know there is one parking lot as you go into Kiwala where they allow them to park, but a great many of them I observed walking from parking their cars or returning to their cars and then that are parked along the driveway there, drive inside of Ala Moana, and making it difficult, the competition for parking, even on a weekday early morning. And I can tell you, it's rare. And so something has to give. I mean, HCDA is a plague upon us. But, Bob, I as I say, apologize that somehow we lost you, but call back, feel free. 524-1080 is the number. But going back to the HCDA, in that matter, at the Kiwala Basin. So I wrote the mayor's office and his spokesperson, and I was concerned and inquiring as to basically how much was the city paid for the service that they were doing HCDA. For HCDA, and why were the men and the equipment removed before the work was complete? I ask, and I ask also, what role did Todd Oppo of Almar Management and Howard Hughes and the Hawaii Community Development Authority have in the solicitation and authorization of the work? Right, these are questions I'm asking because I'm a taxpayer and I own property here and I'm a citizen. And I think I have a right to ask if it's HCDA declares this is we are autonomous and this is our land and we can rent it to the who of the bleep we want to and this is our business and we can charge you and we can do this and we can do that. We can build the buildings higher than anywhere else because we are exempt from the zoning and blah, 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 blah. Well, if that's true, then you should be able to afford a sewer repair man. We as taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for you. So I inquired and asked all that. I wanted the documents. Who authorized this in the city? How convenient, right? So Jesse wrote back to me, Jesse Broder Van Dyke, and here's a statement that Marcus Owens, the public information officer for ENV, sent to Hawaii News and KHON today. Quote, the state reached out to the City Department of Environmental Services for help today, and a Vactor truck was sent to the site to remove some debris from the clogged line to assist with a temporary remedy. We understand that HCDA is working on permanent repairs. The crew did not, the crew did the best they could with the equipment they had to alleviate the clog. You know, and I ask this of all of you, do you think, are you okay with that? Is it okay for the HCDA, a semi-quasi-state agency, having no rules when it applies to them, that we have any control over their doings or whatever activities, should they have the right or have the authority or the power to pick up the phone and, as a quote, reached out to the City Department of Environmental Services? You try reaching out to the city services and see what you get, and you're a taxpayer. See, this is how we get bogged down in costs, and this is what the hidden costs of things that happen. While, oh yeah, put that building up and it's going to bring in revenue and all, but on the other hand, we're going to bleed you, nickel and dime you, by diverting your resources to support our resources, to support our business. And this is just, it repeats itself over and over and over again. And so I just don't understand how the state agencies can lend themselves and avail themselves to this level. I just don't know how and who will continue to tolerate that. This translates into higher cost of living here in the state of Hawaii, when, and especially in Honolulu, when a private entity can just reach out and ask his brothers to bring all that city equipment purchased by the taxpayers and use it on private land. We're getting somewhere now, folks. We're really kumbaya with one another. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments.
I'm sorry, we got cut off.
Yeah, I was talking to my shadow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, really. First of all, I want to give you kudos for your time, your money, your effort, your blood, sweat, and tears, what you do for the community. Okay, my friend?
Well, thank you.
Because, you know, you deserve it. People don't realize it, that we're living in the weirdest state, and the weird, especially the weirdest city government. That you, it's just like a big Gestapo. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The police department all the way up to the mayors. You know what I mean? They're all sellouts, all BS people. I just beg the people out there that are listening, if we would just vote somebody, even if it's somebody that you don't like, but he's not in the system and the establishment, he's going to do better than them guys.
Yeah.
You understand? Joe Blow, but it's probably Joe Blow's got more common sense than these guys, because the people up there are not using common sense. They're using illegal sense, where they can get away with stuff for their friends, themselves, their family, you know, their inheritance. You know, it's just the biggest scam that I can, you know, I've been here 40 some years, man, and it ain't got no better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has not got one iota of truthfulness in the government. The government, even this guy that I voted for, this, you know, this, he's an engineer. You think that he has some, you know, smarts to see what the problems are and kind of solve them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just sell that in with the group, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, just, I pat your back, you pat my back, and we'll all come out here fast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, the problem is that we will never get to know the real good workers in the city and the state offices. We will never meet them, because
they don't come forward. If they do, the establishment stamps them down. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah. Every crooked act that Caldwell or any other politician behave, there is some city official, city worker, state worker, or federal worker have blown the whistle. But then here's a problem, and I've watched this now and come to learn it, and it would be wrong of me to not tell you what I know.
The blackball.
The media.
Oh, the media.
It's a courtship that, you know, you see the bird of paradise do his dances to lure in the chicks, you know, and
yeah,
get the mate. Well, that's the dance, the media. The average reporter is looking for a job because tomorrow he or she may not have one, because there's no commitment by the owners of the companies that has the media that would give an importance, assign an importance to news, you know, investigative reporting. They don't hire anybody to do that. It's zip, rip, and snip, right? And meantime, and then the next day you see, oh, they just had a story that they blew, kissed it off, about the mayor lying, cheating, and stealing, And then here he is bright and early in the morning smiling. Well, you know, the cookies that I was at a cookie baking contest, and they were really good. One contestant put in too much chocolate chip, but you know, it really?
They still did sell.
Really?
It's so irrelevant. You know what I mean? Why the people can't... You know, I guess the people got so discouraged.
Yeah.
When they put their faith in the local people, you can help out. Even the local people are on the take. They're all on the take.
Yeah, we... I submit that... I couldn't do half of what I do or talk about half of what I talk about if it were not for the honest workers in the city and state government and federal government. Trust me. And well, they outweigh the crooked ones.
Yeah, but the crooked ones are in power.
That, exactly. That's where I was going.
We take orders, you know, they take orders from them people and they lose their jobs. Some of them, you know, they talk here, there, but they can't come right out and say, well, I know this guy. You know what? He has a bag man that comes every week and drops off something at the office. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So show you what equation I use to draw this conclusion that there's corruption and they don't care about us. So I'm a nonprofit organization, private citizen, right? I need to go see a psychiatrist because only a person with a mental defect would do what I do to watch things broken and pollution and all of that, and knowing that there's a federal agency that's carry guns and can shoot you on the spot for doing this and doing that, city agency that could jam you, put you in jail and all. And then I go out there, they don't do their job, and I go out there, well, you know, look at here, that's Texas teen, it's oil, man, it's contamination, and it has asbestos and chromium, and I then go take my dumb self back to the very, and go back to the idiots that are sitting there that let this crap flow and go anyway, right?
Dave Street Corner, you get and they're ready to whack you again, man.
Right, and then you go back, and I think I'm learning as I got older. I think I'm half nuts because it has to be a mental flaw because I don't see anybody else doing it. I mean, there are people in environmental groups that
you could, I mean, it's a good thing to make you keep going back, your thing of honesty and righteousness, and you don't let people give you any BS that you're standing on a, you know, soapbox or anything.
But you follow, so you go back in and tell them, okay, hey, look, I got pictures, I got video, and I'm sweating and I'm dirty, but I've been out there doing what you should have been doing. Oh yeah, well, can you send that to us? And then when I send it,
statement.
I give it to them. And then they then take it, and then I might have occasion to call back and says, hey, what's the status of that? Oh, you know, our rules don't allow us to tell you anything. Hey, can I look at some of the documents? Well, you know, you'll have to file a report to get those documents. Really? That's funny. And okay, I'll file a report. Okay, well, it's going to cost you. Really? So that's when you know you're either psychologically unstable on my part, or you're dealing with the crooked system in the on the planet.
And they're cutting your legs out. Any way they shape before they can, you know,
Yeah. And then, I can't tell you that, and I can't tell you this, but are you going to take a legal action against it? Are you going to, I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Really? Then you have to take it because I file a formal complaint with you. You can't be so dismissive. You understand? So when I offer that kind of a nonsensical, you know, jovial behavior here, but I'm being serious. That's how I draw the conclusion that we are dealing with corrupt people. Not and dishonest, and then they're stupid because the average Joe would know that you can't be that brazen to have a responsibility to do your job, but you don't do your job. And when someone, citizen, comes along and tell you, here, just in case you didn't know, here you are, and then they then put it through the system and then start denying you and keeping you at length, something's wrong.
So, you know, is it human nature that we're evil? that, you know, this stuff just keeps on going on. There's always somebody that steps up and goes, well, I'll do this for that. And well, let's get together and, you know, scam the people, scam, you know, the government, scam whoever we have to scam, but let us be on top of the soap opera.
Well, I think in human nature or anything, I think that human beings are, we're honest by nature, but circumstance dictate, because we can go by and say, okay, everybody, just take for example, and I marvel at some of these small towns in the rural Midwest and those areas, and you're driving by and go, oh, look at there, man, there's a whole truckload of apples and a sign saying, help yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And then drive by, I go by and get my tin and get whatever I need for a pie, and then you come by, and then some jackass come by with the truck and says, you know what? Screw that. I can take them all and take them back in the city and sell them.
Yeah.
So there's that basic decision.
Yeah. So, it goes against the goodwill of the public. Like you say, the people... Most people are really honest, but there's just that few little bad apples. And
yeah.
Think.
Yeah, I've seen on YouTube and various media where people put out candy, and then one lady with 10 kids will come and take all the candy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Is it human nature, or is it just a one type of behavior that will present itself or expose its? Reveal itself. I think there we all have the potential. It's just that the choice.
Yeah, you all got that gene in us, you know, the evil thing, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
Just that you let it come out, like you say, one guy goes by, takes five apples to make a pie, and the guy takes the 500. You know?
Right. And then here's a smart guy says, well, why did you take them all? There are other people want some. Well, I didn't see many people standing around, and I thought they'd spoil, so I just took them all before.
That's a criminal.
And Kurt Caldwell. See, he got an excuse for every damn thing there is. You know, it's like, God, man, can't you just say that I'm just dumb, crooked, and corrupt?
Yeah, I don't want to say for the time, but as soon as he leaves the room with a frown, like, oh, these people are so stupid.
Yeah, I think, you know, watching him and all these things unfold, how he's the willingness, I'm going to keep it. We got to go past Middle Street. Dude, wake up.
I was just saying that he was, and he gave his little 10-minute speech, and he had, you know, and then he left the building with his bodyguard to go to another place. And you could see his demeanor, his face, the way he walked, everything changed. When he left there, it was like he was gabbing with his, you know, bodyguard, blah, 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 and just getting as fast as he could into that car, to the next, you know, moneymaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
people are just, man, I tell you, I just think we put out the word on this guy, Hannon, that brung this rail upon us. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
He's still running his mouth that this guy could be this, that, or it won't work. Man, you're the one that put this, shoved this thing down everybody's throat. You know what I mean? And I hope it's, you know, some way that this thing could turn around. They turned it into a bus thing. You know, the rail, put the buses on top of there, but the rail is never going to work. It's not going to make money. It's going to be a dinosaur. And you mark my words, you've already said it, and a lot of people with any brains has already said it. This thing is a failure. And it won't, you know, the public just keeps swallowing, another billion, another billion, man. But, you know, it ain't you going to be paying, it's your kids going to be paying that loan, you know?
Well, if you like back in some of the while back, I did a show maybe a year and a half ago, and I suggested that we should abandon the whole thing and leave the rail and its structure up as a monument to crookedness and corruption.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And overrun it, leave it a reminder to the whole world how you can trust people.
City Hall, the closest pillar to City Hall, leave that one. And whenever anybody goes to City Hall, well, right down the street, you can see one monument that this City Hall tried to make upon the public people. You know what I mean, try to make us swallow this stupid thing.
Yeah, and the cost is who knows. I mean, it's just. But going back a little bit, you know, I'm looking at the city issue where they're using city trucks down there to suck up vacuum trucks now. Todd Oppo, and this is not to impugn Todd Oppo's name, but was he part of the outreach? I don't know. I'm asking, but I did see him down there.
Yeah,
you understand, and so we are sold down the drain so cheaply. We don't have it. Look, they take from us, then they in turn, that's not enough, then they incorporate and reach out and use our city workers and our city equipment, and then turn around and say, well, you know, we're just being good stewards of the land and good partners.
Yeah, yeah. And in the back room, they're going, look how easy we took the candy from these little kids.
Yeah.
We're so stupid, you know what I mean?
And naming of the, appointing the heads of different divisions, right, directors and all. And so that's where the corruption, right there, that's that level of...
They pick the right guy, they know that he's going to do what everybody wants, the big guys want to do, you know what I mean? And somebody that's coming there, well, I'm right off the street, you know, I got common sense, I can do this job, but nah, they don't want them kind of guys.
Yeah.
Connection guy.
Anybody know the whereabouts of Colleen Hanabusa? I'm getting all these nauseating advertisements. So look, the reason we're running, and then you know, you should keep running.
Man, this lady jumped from one checkerboard to the chess to the Monopoly game. She's all over the place.
Hey, but when you're good, man.
Yeah, you might as well use it.
You know, when you're a genius and you have a track record showing everything you turn to crap, that's what you're supposed to do. Keep moving.
Yeah, keep
don't let the grass grow under your feet, because somebody might learn that you aren't worth two nickels and your decisions, your whole process that you go subject the people to is just BS. And so you keep moving. That's why your musical chairs, right? And that's what the whole government here, state, federal, and city, musical chairs.
Yeah.
And who's playing the music,
yeah.
Right?
They take a couple years from one job to the next, but they get you in another place. You know, they keep recycling these guys.
I mean, Randy Iwasi, take a perfect example. We thought he ran for governor, and then that was it. We thought, well, he went back to the rocking chair manufacturing place and was a model for them. And then all of a sudden, bam! Wait, who resurrected that? You understand?
Yeah.
So the question I have, are these people, when they go out of sight and out of mind, do they still continue to meddle in our business?
Oh, yeah, they go, every month they go visit, you know, the guy that's going to give them the next job. And
yeah.
It won't be this year, but don't worry, it's coming, don't worry, just hang in there.
Yeah, and I mean, I respect Randy, he was my state senator, but on the other hand, I have to ask this question, where'd you come from? I mean, I thought you were gone.
You were retired and going to have a good life with your grandkids, and you know, put back on the 40 acre, you know, and raising some cows and whatever.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Hold on here.
Yeah.
Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments.
Thank you very much for taking my call. To comment about who is elected and so forth, it's a revolving door. Manahan, Manure, Pine come down from the state. Dela Cruz, Cachola, Arguchi goes up to the state. So from the city council, they go up to the state legislature. In terms of the cost, I'm going to be redundant, but $10 billion plus easily.
But let me ask you this, Richard. One second. I'm sorry. Can you do me a favor? I think we ought to get a fund going for Kimberly Pine. I have never seen so much brown nosing. Does she think her own anymore, or did she ever? Because everything the mayor does, I think I saw the mayor said that he was driving backwards on H1 freeway, and she was there in the press conference to say, "But you drive pretty good, Mr. Mayor."
Well, you need some coffee, man.
You need some.
I can amplify this in so many different ways, having actually been in the immediate presence of her and Colleen Hanabusa and others. She will get up out of her chair and go past where the testifiers are over to Colleen Hanabusa and talk with her, and then come back and ask questions as if they're new questions. They're not. They're rehearsed questions of
Hanabusa. Yeah, it's conspiracy. They're conspiring. That's what it is.
Well,
they ought to be thrown out of the meeting.
I'm ready. It's and in terms of her herself, let me give you the lineup of the city council, because I think where they sit. If you have a full city council, Martin is up in the front, but there's a long line, and closest to the testifiers at the very end is Elefante. Immediately next to him, to her immediate left, is Pine. and they vote collectively together along with some few others. We won't have time to mention them. But down at the opposite end, at the opposite end of this long table, at the very end, you have Ozawa, and Manahan is to his right. So those two are at the opposite. In the middle is Anderson. And in between Anderson's are the others. But it is, for example, and this comes directly from them, that when one of the chairmen of, I think, the Transportation Committee, Manahan, didn't have enough for forum, in came Pine, Elefante, and Manahan, but anyway, there were four of them. They referred to each other as a caucus.
And
so there
B.
are four votes. And I think they vote together, whether it's a general excise tax, the rail. And what you're saying about Pine, she implores a passion and pity for all the people who drive. She's talked about 2 or 3 hours of driving through the hell of traffic, and I must represent my constituency.
Yeah.
All sophistry, all phony crap.
Thank you so much. I'm glad somebody else can define her, because I tell you, I sometimes I think, well, don't throw it at your TV because it could cause a fire.
Well, every time I hear her name, I want to puke. Amazing, that Pine lady. She came out of nowhere, and now she's like queen, and with Patapusa, like the guy says. And I like to give kudos to the other gentleman there. He's probably the smartest talker on the radio, okay?
Well, thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Well, the gentleman, he comes across with the facts, the figures, and there's no, I don't like this guy, I don't like this guy. He
yeah.
He's the facts about the people. And you have to make your decision if you like them or not.
See, that's why I always marvel at the senior citizen. They've been there, they know, so we can't dismiss them. And if we don't listen, we end up being led by people like Pine, Caldwell, and everybody else, you see.
And all them little peon youngster thieves. All the politicians are thieves, let's get real.
Yep, and let's see, I got another...
When they got in.
Hold on, let me try and answer this one here. And we apologize for the distortion. There's a caller who texted me saying the distortion. Yeah, we have a technical problem somewhere in trying to fix it. But
let me stop off, and then maybe we won't clog up the line.
All righty.
All right, you guys.
Aloha, caller. Thank you for calling.
Carry on with the sword.
All righty. Caller, go ahead. Caller, you there? Okay, somehow we lost him, but... Richard, you there? Hello? Anyway, try call back. 524-1080 is the number, and we apologize. There is some distortion in the line and the transmission. So if you want to get a clearer transmission later on, go to carolcox.com, and you can pull it up there. Go to KWAI 1080 if you have the resources or the technology, smartphone or computer, KWAI1080AM.com. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments.
Carol, concerning taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm.
And San Francisco Chronicles on June 1st in the Metro section, they talked about $50 billion for infrastructure for 2016 for 9 Bay counties, as well as the city of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
The projected budget that they reported in the paper was $120 billion.
Wow.
You can imagine how much infrastructure they have there.
Right.
How it's going to be, and it's rail and everything else goes into it.
Yeah, and $100 billion. The rail could go to that, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's including the roads, the sewers, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Involved, the buildings, maintenance.
And you're right. Everything that supports it, all the supporting and to prop it up, when it's said and done, just to feed the rail, if we do go that far,
correct,
it'll be billions. And I've talked about the untold costs that they don't tell us.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Call a good one and go ahead with your comment. Hello. Anyway, we're having some problems, but got about five more minutes. If you have a comment, a question, call in, and we'd happily get you on. But there's many problems, and I know, you know, in a place called Hawaii, in paradise, and we all practice wellness, and that it's such a horrible thing for a person like me to sit on radio and not be Pono or be optimistic and always seeing the glass half empty and all of that crap. The problem is we need relief. And however you approach it, through yoga, through Buddhism, through baptism, through whatever, we're still having to wake up in the morning and be threatened with the same forces that is treating our needs and our rights and trouncing on them. That's the problem. It's not me describing them. And you too should be frustrated by now. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comment.
Thank you very much for taking a call. I'm calling back. Pine got elected because they didn't want Burke, and she complies with whatever the governor and the mayor want, and she's committed to what I would call Pono side. They are really acting against the best culture, the deep culture of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and they don't give a damn.
Don't.
And it's up to us. If you ask yourself, how does the civil rights laws get passed? I repeat myself again and again, sorry, but Birmingham, Chicago, and San Francisco. However, leading to that kind of agitation, you must do your homework, you must do research, you must take time. You can have agitation eventually leading to what we're probably faced with today.
Yeah.
And what minority groups have gone through, we must understand.
Yeah.
We can't understand the whole process unless we understand what they've been through. And it's very difficult.
Right.
But I guess with time, we could probably begin to understand.
Yeah, and you're touching on one topic that, in my personal belief, I think this whole mindset that we fight and for our civil rights. There's the other half of the audience should just learn to respect our human rights, not the civil rights. And if we wouldn't task people, the victims or the oppressed, to justify and fight for their civil rights,
yes.
Then the other portion of the population that impacts them should, without having a constitution or declaration or congressional act or presidential act, just respect people, because that's part of the equation. Respect their human rights, right to
yes.
be able to drink water, clean air, feed themselves.
We need a consciousness revolution.
There you go. Not just on the black aisle, the black side of the world. They need to keep fighting and convey that we need our civil rights. We shall overcome. Okay, that's great, and I love that song. It moves me. But then I'd like to hear the other side of the audience say, damn it, I'm seeming to, most of their civil rights are saying things that I'm projecting on them. So maybe we could make it easy for them. Why don't I start respecting them and listening to them? And then maybe we'll get somewhere. We don't mean to give away the donut shop, but we'll get somewhere further than arguing about, well, that shouldn't be a civil right. Congress should set up a hearing, shouldn't have up a hearing, shouldn't pass a law. You follow?
Of course. And you, as much as anybody, you provide us and yourself with a voice. You are cognizant of it far, far better than I. Better. But I try to understand the plight, and I understand if you are in any kind of argumentation, you must listen to the other side.
You have to.
And not simply duality, right, wrong, black, white. That is not the way you solve a problem.
And hold on one second. Caller, are you there? Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Carol, again, real fast. You're coming in here, sure. But here in Waipawa, Richard would be interested in this. They got the final touches done to the rail, and now they're putting grass in the middle where the Steelers are. And then, if you notice, Farragut Highway, this is like gangbusters. They've been resurfacing that, and it's as smooth as glass now. You know, and this is all part of a public relations thing, so they can say, yeah, look, and now everybody can, everybody can get through Waipahu, and everything's good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, they're pro-city and along, pro-regional on there. It's terrible.
Right. People. Well, yep, mask it and hide it and charge it. So. Okay, well, we're coming down to the last minute. Richard, you get 30 seconds, a minute. Go ahead real quick. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, very quickly. This new high-rise that's going in Kakalaku, there is a quote. I don't have it directly in front of me, but it is, we poured the concrete already. We probably have to allow them to go up to their height that they want.
Yeah.
How did the rail get through? We forced it through, and all the federal judges here recuse themselves because they couldn't act conflict of interest. It went to the NYSER court and hard in the city and the state, and everybody pushed this through as fast as they could. So now it's federal money, and now the judge in the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco said you haven't violated any laws.
Right. Well,
and that's how you get things done. Thank
all right.
you so
hey,
much.
Thank
Mahalo.
You. And thank all of you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. And yeah, let's think about the human rights and not so much about civil rights, because civil rights can be taken, given, spread, amended, codified, revisited, deleted, you name it. But human rights, that's inalienable. So we need that. And it's not going to get any better if we keep talking the way we do. Got to put a little bit of love in the air or somewhere. So we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
They said there ain't no woman that a man can trust, that they all use juju and goofy dust. But I don't argue, baby, and I ain't gonna make no fuss, 'cause I'm glad, 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 I'm so glad, baby, that you put it on me. Oh, I had pretty women in every town, and I played so hard when the sun went down. Oh, but you stopped my parting. You stopped my parting when you came around, baby. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, baby, that you put it on.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.